Talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey! Happy Wednesday to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Sure is pretty out there today. 64 degrees, west winds 10 miles an hour with some gusts up to 15, 16 miles an hour. Humidity is very low, 18 miles an hour. Be careful out there. You know my saying, don't be that person. We don't need any fires, and we are in a sort of a fire watch, but it's not according to the weather people. But be careful out there. Low humidity and west winds gusting up a little bit. It'll go fast. But anyway, it's had a great night. Man, this warm weather has made it nice. Had three babies last night. No issues. Mama's claimed them. Cleaned them up, and I ear tagged them this morning before I come to the show and turned them out into the cow-calf pair pasture. So everything's good. Go check them again after the show. Get it rolling. Get it rock and roll before this storm they keep talking about coming in next week, because I've already noticed they've shifted the main part of it over to towards Clinton and Weatherford. So everything's good there, and I did get a call or a text message from a gentleman last night that somebody, he said a guy, he didn't say his name, let him know that his answer of that he gave me on what is the time period of bull gestation, and he thought he won something. So anyway, I told him some guy was messing with him. But anyway, I have a special guest in the studio with me today. You can tell I've been lacking on sleep. But anyway, coming up in our second segment, D. Max Corbin of Corbin Cattle up there north of Lone Wolf. He's in here in the studio with me. We'll be talking with him for a couple of our segments. But meanwhile, grains are just been all over the place for the last week or so, but they're looking pretty decent right now. Cash grain prices in Oklahoma as of 11 a.m. hard red winter wheat was $7.69, corn $6.50, milo $6.43, soybeans $15.16, and cotton has been in there around 126, 127 for the last week, and it's just hanging tight right there. It's the only one that's not fluctuating out of all the grains and commodities we got going on. But soybean futures surged overnight, and corn was higher ahead of today's world agriculture supply and demand estimates report from the USDA. And they're probably out. I just haven't got that update. The USDA will likely make minor reductions in its domestic stockpiles estimates in today's report, according to the data from Dow Jones. Investors likely will focus on the agency's South American outlook. The U.S. Agriculture Department likely will peg Brazilian soybean output at 133 million tons, metric tons, down from January's forecast of 139 million metric tons. Corn output in South America is seen at 113 million metric tons, and that's down from 115 million tons forecasted last month. Dry weather has led to reductions in forecasts for Brazil bean and corn crops. Some showers recently may have helped plants through most of the precipitation was too late. Hot and dry weather always had affected some yields in Brazil, according to them. So they're down. Looks like their estimate on soybeans and Brazil's down about 5 million metric tons to 128.5. Soybean futures for March delivery jumped 11.5 to $15.80 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $1.60 to $455.70 a short ton, and soybean oil futures added 0.6 cents to 63.95 cents a pound. And I swore I took my allergy pill 2 hours ago. Corn futures for March delivery gained 3 3/4 to $6.36 a bushel. Wheat for March delivery fell 3 cents to $7.75 3/4 a bushel, while Kansas City futures dropped 2 cents to $7.99 a bushel. Exports of agriculture products jumped up to a record in 2021, according to the USDA. The value of agriculture shipments totaled $177 billion last year. That's up 18% year over year and 15% above the record set in 2014. These record-breaking trade numbers demonstrate the U.S. agriculture is incredibly resilient and it continues to provide high-quality, cost-competitive farm and food products to consumers around the globe, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Corn exports last year more than doubled to $18.7 billion. Soybean shipments totaled $27.4 billion, and that was up 7.3%. And the value of wheat exports jumped 15% to $7.25 billion. So anyway, that's pretty good. Soybean meals exports in 2021 rose 20% to $5.66 billion. The value of soybean oil shipments, however, fell almost 8% to $908.5 million. Six of the top 10 export markets, FYI for you guys, China, Mexico, Canada, South Korea, and the Philippines and Colombia all set new records for imports. China led imports, purchasing $33 billion in U.S. ag products, a 25% year-over-year increase. Mexico took the second spot at $25.5 billion worth of good products and 39% increase. Canada fell to third, importing $25 billion in U.S. ag products, up from 12% from 2020. But I'm betting right now their imports into Canada is pretty limited since those truck drivers are having their little deal up there, which is great. But I have a couple of announcements to make before we go to break. Number one is the Ag Text Line, the KCO Ag Text Line, is open. 580-225-9697. We are streaming live on Facebook, and we are streaming live on KECOFM.com. And of course, we're streaming live right here on KECO Radio. But I want to, every chance I get, if I see it's somebody's birthday, I want to wish them a big birthday. Dr. Taylor Mouse, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. It's her birthday. I'm not going to say her age. I think she's 21 or something like that. But anyway, because her mom's 29. Well, Taylor might be younger than that since her mom's only 29. But anyway, happy birthday, Dr. Mouse. Thank you for what you do to the farming community around here with your veterinarian practice there now. It's a welcome sight to for you to be here in town. And then I got another, and I got to find it. It's a hunter safety course coming up. I got to open this up, and it is Hunter's Education Safety Course, Monday, February 21st, and Tuesday, March 8th. The one on the 21st will be at 6 p.m., and the one on March 8th will be at 8 p.m., and the location of these hunter safety courses will be at Elk City Law Enforcement Firearms Training Center out here on the northwest corner of Elk City. And I'm guessing since Lieutenant James sent this to me, that Lieutenant James is going to be putting it on for Beckham County. I'm sure anybody's welcome. But anyway, there's two events there for registration for a hunter safety course. And I'll announce this again next week. We'll just keep announcing. We got 21st of February and March 8th. So anyway, we got those going on. Well, when I come back, I got a guest in the studio, and we're going to talk to him. We're going to see how he become the famous cattle man that he has become. So anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
My background is in AI service. If you're doing that, you're more progressive. You're not going to the sale barn and buying a bull for the cheapest you can get. You're searching for better genetics. You're searching for a better quality product. Just like, do you go down to the used car store and buy the car with all the dents and dings, or do you want the new car? We decided we'd start building our own pretty vehicles rather than going paying the price for the pretty vehicle. B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale this Thursday, February the 10th. We're expecting 4,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. From Dodge City, Kansas, got 40 steers, nevers of 5. Shattuck got 80 steers, nevers 5 to 6. Woodward, 30 steers, nevers 3 and a half. 4 and a half. Fairview, 55 steers, nevers 5 to 6. All those are long weaned. Slapout, 54 steers, 7 to 8. Benson, 60 steers, nevers 8 to 9. Shattuck got 100 steers, nevers 7 half to 8. Moreland, 34 steers at 8. Winoka, 51 steers, 7 to 8. Cheyenne, 111 mixed cattle, 6 to 8. Leedy got 231 heifers and steers, 6 and a half to 8 and a half. Tologa, 105 steers at 9. Victoria, Texas, 38 mixed, 6 and a half. Pinehurst, Texas, 32 mixed at 7 and a half. Tologa, 144 heifers, 7 to 8. Mutual got 41 steers, 6 and a half. Tologa, 71 steers at 8. Moreland, 123 steers, 7 to 8. Leedy, 60 steers, 8 and a half. And slap out 44 mixed cattle, 7 to 9. Again, we're expecting 4,000 cattle. We will start the auction 8 a.m. sharp. We've got several of those extremely nice black heifers, strings of them home-raised gentle black heifers to breed if you need some to breed. Also, remind you, killing cows and bulls lots higher these past 3 weeks. We sell the top-end cow at 94. We sell one bull for $120. Give us a call. Thanksgiving Jerry 9 and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Looking for something sweet? Stop. ZNR Snack Bar is the newest hit in town. Tara and her family have figured out the secret. They have treats available all day long, but they can also take special orders on anything from weddings to birthdays to graduations or any other get-together you could possibly be having. This is where cravings and creation collide. ZNR Snack Bar, located at 202 South Randall in Elk City. 580-374-2476.
ZNR Snack Bar.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. And sorry about my voice. I swore I took my allergy pill at 10:15, so it should have kicked in by now. But anyway, the temperature is 65 degrees. Humidity's gone down, 14. So it's, and the winds are out of the west at 12 miles an hour, gusting up to 16. It's just a beautiful day out there. And in the studio with me right now is Mr. D. Max Corman. He owns Corbin Cattle. Is that right?
That's right.
That is not Corbin Cattle Company or just Corbin Cattle.
Corbin Cattle.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
I hope you listen to my show and you know what you're in for when you come in here to interview with me. But anyway, I love interviewing cattle people. They're my most favorite people in the world because I have cattle and we all got something in common and we all learn something from somebody, learn something new every day. You can't tell me you're 75 years old. I'm not talking about you, but anyway, when you're 75 years old, you can still learn something about cattle. And when did you, where's your operation at?
We have cattle north of Lone Wolf and then around the Fay area.
Okay. And that's quite a gap in there. So does the wife run one and you run the other?
No, I run them both. My wife's got her own business. She's a CPA down at Hobart. She keeps me out of trouble.
Okay.
For the most part.
Well, you got the whole eastern part of our coverage area covered.
Yeah.
Our listening area. When did you get in the cattle business?
I started with cows shortly after we were married, and we married in 1982, March or May 28th.
Whoops.
Yeah. Hope Kim's not listening. Yeah, May 28th in 1982, and I bought 10 pair, and we've grown to right around 200 cows.
What kind did you start with?
I started out with some Santa Gertrudis cows. And I'd go to the market, great cattle. Santa Gertrudis, great cattle. But those black-headed calves would beat them. And so I did a little research, and I switched over to Angus, and I've been Angus ever since. And all my stuff straight Angus, and I run a few registered head, and the rest of them's commercial. But
you don't have any purebred commercials, do you?
Yeah, I got you. They're coming purebreds.
that guy texted that in yesterday. I think his name was Alan Potter. But anyway, texted that in there. I thought, that's a new one. You know, the heiferettes, I mean, I knew they've been around, but I really just didn't know what the definition of a heiferette was. And I do now because I got my special consultant up there, and Arnett, Miss Campbell's, she keeps me informed on everything. But anyway, so you started out with those Santa Gertrudis, and you worked into your Angus cattle, and you're spread out. You're at Fay, and right. Fay's a whole lot different country than Lone Wolf.
Different world up there.
Yeah, it's they say that about Lone Wolf. So
that's right.
So you got two different operations going on, and you're doing really good. You do beef.
I sell beef, yeah.
So how do you break that down? How'd you get started in doing that? What brought you? Because I'm into it, not as detailed as you are. You do small quantities also. I'm either a quarter, half, or nothing. And so
I got tired of taking my quality cattle to the sale and just getting what they gave for. Just saying, what do you give me for them, basically?
Right.
And so I'm trying to cut out that middle guy and doing the most I can on my own. So I grow most of my feed, not all of it, but a big part of it, and I put it in the cattle. And so I went all natural about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And so I don't put any hormones. I don't add any hormones or anything.
Well, that was my next question was, explain to our listeners out there the difference between all natural and just regular cattle you've got on feed to butcher.
Well, you have additives that some additives in your feed you can get it helps them grow. They say it helps them gain pounds is what you're after in cattle.
Right.
And so you have growth hormones in your feed, or you can put it. What I used was a Ralgrow. And put it in their ear, and that was that's a growth hormone. But and it does help. It does help. But like I say, that was when the all natural thing was coming on, and I was kind of seeing where I was going, the direction that I was going, that wouldn't fit. So I stopped it, stopped doing it. And like I say, I've been all natural for a long time.
Yeah, I remember back in the 80s when I was working over at Foss on the for Dub and Keith Pitzer over there, we were getting, we'd get anywhere, from, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 head in from a feedlot up in Colorado to put on our wheat pasture down here. And we always put those implants in those ears. I still remember to this day, I know. And we did that, and that's kind of, It's getting to where that's kind of a thing in the past anymore. I mean, there's still people doing it, but not that many.
Well, I don't know. You see all kinds of advertisement out there.
Yeah, you still see the advertising out there. But everybody I know that I've been up to feedlots, and, you know, we got there's some feedlots down there by you and they're all natural.
They're all natural, yeah.
They're all natural, and yeah. And my stuff that I got's all natural, and but it's I don't know. It's just, you know, people are, but the consumer is the number one person that you and myself included. That's what you're after, and that's why.
If it's good for me, it's good for them.
Right.
And I, you know, I wouldn't put anything on my plate that I wouldn't, or I wouldn't put any, ask anybody to put on their plate what I would put on mine.
Right.
And so, you know, the general public is a lot more educated on that kind of stuff, the hormones, the all of that, than were not very long ago.
Right.
And so, it's if you can't satisfy the public what you're selling, you're not going to sell long.
No. Nope.
And so you give them what they want, and that's what I'm trying to do.
And you're doing a pretty good job of it too. And we get to try out some of your hamburger patties. We're having a little cookout in here Friday during our lunch hour.
And I wasn't even invited.
I know. And well, you surprised us. You caught us off guard on our scheduling yesterday when this nice lady walks in with a ice chest full of hamburger patties. We're like, what? And so I mean, it's all good, but it's going to be fun. I know that. And we're going to grill them out here, and we're going to have some good fun. Well, let's take a break, and we come back. Let's learn more about you. And then we'll finish up with learning about how you sell your product. It's from the little package all the way up to you sell halves and wholes. And so we'll get back with that. We'll come back right after this. I've got D-Max Corbin with me here in the studio from Corbin Cattle Company. And it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 28th. 879 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 455 brought 215. 14 at 573 brought 184. 3 at 632 brought 153. 54 at 698 brought 163.25. 9 at 753 brought 147. 7 head of heifers at 326 brought 169. 9 at 449 brought 155. 11 at 525 brought 149. 3 at 543 brought 155. 29 at 662 brought 152.50. Butcher cows were 25 to 84, butcher bulls 75 to 107.50, bred cows 500 to 1385, pairs brought 525 to 1435. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Mind Money Tracker is a function on our mobile banking app. We started with a template, but it really was in the hands of First National to customize the app to be what it wants to be. As more things come out, as reality changes, as the world changes, the app will constantly be updated with new functionalities so that budgeting can still be made easy and can still be right at your fingertips, because that's our goal at First National, is to give you access to your money at all times.
I'm Kelsey Werner, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyard's, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction at 12:30 p.m. They're feed efficiency tested on GrowSafe system. More than 50% of the bulls are suitable for heifers. There's data for DNA, data for birth, weaning, and yearlings, and there's ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at 12:30 at the Clinton Livestock Auction. Get information online at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Still 65 degrees. Yeah, humidity's dropping like a rock. We're down to 13, so it's dry out there. The west winds switching slightly out of the southwest now at 10 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 16 miles an hour. In the studio with me right now is Mr. D-Max Corbin. And we learned when he started doing the cattle, what he started with, where he is now, talking about all natural. He does this feeding and stuff. But I also learned that not only are you not a cattleman, but you used to be an instructor. And where did you start out being an instructor?
I started out in education at Hobart.
Okay.
And I was there for 12 years. And I went to the career tech at Burns Flat. Right. And I finished out my education tenure there.
Yeah.
And I retired after 26 years.
When did you retire? You're too young to retire.
It's been a while back.
Well, we won't go there. Just a while back's a good enough answer. Yeah. But anyway, you don't look that old. So
I don't feel that old. But then I ran for county commissioner down there, and I got that. I did that for 4 years. I finished up.
That in Kiowa County?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiowa County, yeah. And then I worked for the state for a little while, and I finished. What it boils down to, I retired twice.
Okay.
And I've ran.
What do you do with all your money?
Shh. It's gone. My cows eat it up. But I ran cattle the whole time.
Well, you're just like me. You know, I was in the oil field, and I did more. We talked about this. You know, when you got off work, you weren't getting off work. And when the oil field slowed down a couple of years ago and COVID started, I was at home all the time. I turned into a hermit, not because of COVID, it's because there wasn't nothing going on nowhere. And country basically shut down as far as I was concerned. But I don't know how I got it done when I was working. It was just like you still couldn't get it done.
That's right. That's right. You wonder, how did I do all of this?
Yeah, you wondered how you did all that. I mean, I put up hay. I helped people put up hay and had my own cattle. But still, you just like, and then you're home and you're doing it full time. And you're like, what? How did I do this? I don't have time to do this.
Then you see those lights that you had on your pickup.
Yeah, and the handheld spotlights in your glove box. Well, congratulations on your career.
Well, thank you.
You did good teaching and with the state. And how was your job with the county commissioner? That was different, wasn't it?
I kid around. It was. I enjoyed it. I'll just put it that way. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed designing and making things work.
Yep.
And that's all the stuff that I designed is still in operation.
Well, then you did good.
Yeah, I guess you'd call that a success.
You didn't even have an engineering degree, did you?
No, just a country boy. Way to go.
Redneck degree is what I call it. But anyway, well, on your cattle operation, when did you switch over to selling meat?
I've been selling meat for about 2 years.
Okay.
And started out... Well, basically, I'm doing the same thing I did when I started out.
Right.
And I sell it in variety packs.
Yeah.
Variety packs, 20, 40-pound variety packs. I'll sell a half, a whole, basically however you want it.
Right.
And I aim to please.
Right. Well, I preach and push. Buy local, mm-hmm. get processed local. And I hate to harp on it, but I want all of our people like you to be successful around here because, number one, it's better meat, so your consumer's going to be happy. And I'm not saying any of the meat in the stores are bad. I'm just saying these are better. And you know it as well as I do. It's good stuff, and I can't wait to try yours out. Number two is it keeps the money local in the local area. And you're buying from somebody you know, and it's just one of those things. It's all satisfaction. And we got all these processors that have put in processing plants around western Oklahoma and eastern Texas panhandle. And we got, we need to keep them busy.
You know, all your stuff in the grocery stores, I say all that I know of, they've got to put preservatives in it so it'll have a longer shelf life.
Right.
And, of course, you know, I don't do that. You don't do that. You don't have anybody that's got a reaction to that those preservatives.
Yep.
And so, you know, I think the fewer preservatives you put in your body, the better off you are. But, no, this, that all natural means all natural.
Right.
Don't have anything added to it. And my cattle are, you know, they're never taken off of grass. They're always on grass. And I'll finish them with some grain. But I think I may get away from the grain. I may just go all grass fed.
Oh, awesome.
So well, I think that's probably the direction I'm going to go.
Well, my wife's big into the grass fed. And we learned a lesson on the first one we bought. And, or not we, let me rephrase this, since she's at home and she can't slap me. She learned a lesson on buying her first grass-fed beef. And ever since then, it's been great, you know. And don't get me wrong, I'll go have me a grain-fed beef steak here and there and all that stuff. But really, everything's, if you cook it right, everything's, it's all about the cook. And it's cooked and it's good. Oh, here she's already texting. Anyway, so, I love it, you know. I love it all. I just love beef. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my father-in-law and mother-in-law this morning on the phone when I was out checking the heifers. And I guess she was at the store in Stillwater yesterday. And there wasn't any chicken in Walmart at Stillwater.
Wow.
And the beef was low, if I remember our conversation right, but there's a lot, it's just not beef or meat. There's a lot of other things hurting. I was in, where was I yesterday? Let me think. I was in somewhere yesterday and their shelves were half empty. So, I mean, this deal with our transportation and what we got going on now, I don't want to say it's chaotic. It's just chaos, I guess. Same thing, but chaos sounds a little more friendly. If somebody wants to order some beef from you, how do they do it?
Let us call 580-302-0984.
And he's always in the Penny News.
Yep. And I'm gonna run a Super Bowl special on hamburger meat.
You know what? That's funny because after I get done with you, I was going to tell people that I read an article where Super Bowl parties food, they're up 26%.
Mine's so down.
Here we go.
I want to get rid of some hamburger meat.
All right. Talk to us.
So I'm gonna have 1 pound packages for $6.50 a pound.
Okay.
And the patties, I've got patties just like what you guys are going to eat.
Yep.
For $6.75 a pound.
That's pretty good. And like I said, you can get a hold of him at 580-302-0984. Are you guys on Facebook or you got a website? No, you're all natural.
Yeah, my kids, they've got put some stuff on Facebook. I don't do Facebook. I guess I need to learn how, but
I learn how. All I do is cause trouble and I get banned for 30 days or Facebook jail and all that stuff, because if you're serious on Facebook, you don't need to be on Facebook. And I'm learning how to do TikTok, so look out, world, because I tried to make a TikTok with that calf in my front seat the other day at Brahms drive-thru, and I just screwed it plumb up. But you guys looking for good beef. It's ranch-raised, variety packs. He's got anywhere from 20 to 40-pound packs. And he's got a deal going on, $6.50 for ground beef right now, or $6.75 for the pre-packaged patties. How big are those patties? They're big patties.
They're big.
What are those, half pound?
They're a quarter pound, I believe.
They're bigger than quarter.
They're pretty good size.
They're big ones, because I was sitting there. Is there two patties together? Because some of these other guys might not be invited to the party here, because I'm not sharing one. But anyway, it's local, no antibiotics, no added hormones, and certified Angus, so it's natural all beef.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, Mr. Corbin, thanks for coming in with me today.
You're very welcome.
And you have a safe journey back to Lone Wolf. Are you going to Fay?
I'll go to Lone Wolf first.
Okay. Anyway, thanks again. Joining me today was D-Max Corbin, and he raises all-natural beef at Lone Wolf and around Fay. And we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot. One connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in High Pro Feeds. At High Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local High Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Well, Bill Dance, a.k.a. Brian Silk, he's out advising me again. He's the one, matter of fact, he's the one that knew the answer. It was wrong, but he knew the answer to the bull gestation time period yesterday. So anyway, we got the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Thank you, sir. And that was fun. The 66 degrees right now, 13% humidity, west southwest winds 11 miles an hour, gusting up to 17 today. 66 for a high. We're there. I think we're going to pass it. I bet we get close to 70. Tonight, 36. Not even going to get down to freezing unless you live on the river. 62 tomorrow. Northwest winds, 9 to 13 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, 36. Friday, nice again, but it looks like the winds will be switching out of the southwest to the north, and they'll be a little gusty there Friday afternoon. And Friday night, 29 degrees. And Saturday, 48 for a high. And north winds, 18 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, clear, no winds, 25 degrees. And then come Sunday, we'll warm right back up to 62 degrees with south-southwest winds, 8 to 12 miles an hour. And that is your Hobart Farm and Garden forecast. The Lone Ranger. I don't even know where to start at today. We got so much going on, but I do have some stuff. I'll give you some reports from the Woodward Livestock Auction Cow and Bull Sale yesterday. Wow, these butcher cows are up quite a bit, actually. Anywhere from, it looks like the lowest one was 81. The highest was 93. So anywhere from 81 to 93 cents a pound, or $93 per hundredweight. And the bulls were anywhere from 98 to $1.20 at Woodward Livestock Auction. And Hobart's going on right now. I don't know if they're over yet or not. I'll have that report tomorrow. Elk City Livestock Auction will be Friday. So if you got anything you need to sell or buy, give Mr. Brandon Hickey a call. He'll take care of you, I promise you. And then Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction will be Monday. And tomorrow, Woodward's weekly calf auction will be happening at the Woodward Livestock Auction going on tomorrow. I got some reminders for you. Let me go back here. Here we go. All right. AKA FSA office, please remind everyone that the deadline to purchase NAP coverage for all grass acres for grazing is due by March 15th. They can drop a check by the FSA office right there in Sayre, Oklahoma, and I'm sure that's going on ever in all of our listening areas. We're all kind of on the same time frame. Also, remember your ARC and PLC is due. You need to be signing up, deciding which one you're going to do. These grain prices are high, so be careful what you do there. But anyway, get with your FSA office on that. It's probably March 15th also. Either March 1st or March 15th. So anyway, get that signed. Get your crop signed up and whichever program you're doing on that. All right, let me go back over here. I found an article that's a few years old, and the only thing's changed a little bit is the pricing. But I've always wondered, and I haven't kept a really good record on mine because I creep mine some years and some years I don't. But I found this article on here where successful beef calf producers continually are searching for ways to improve their operation and bottom line. Creep feeding calves to increase their market weight is one strategy. To be profitable, the cost of added weight gain must be less than the value of that gain. Many factors contribute to the calf's weaning weight: nutrition, genetics, age of weaning, environmental conditions, and so forth on. Well, here a while back, the University of Nebraska did a three-year study on it using spring calving cows that tested the effects of creep feeding on calf weaning weight and productivity. This report used biological information and economic analysts to determine profitability during the time of study. Well, it was a pretty long deal, but I'm going to give you a breakdown on a little bit of it so we don't have to go through the deal. Well, on this table that they got, which I'm going to go through that table with you, you got the feed intake summary, which breaks down the creep feed consumption by year on a per head basis. The total amount of feed used over this course of this study was approximately 56,050 pounds, with a total cost of $9,306. We all know today that it's up, but the cost per pound was just 0.17 cents a pound for that feed. And then they actually did it right, unlike some of my buddies up in Roger Mills County that doesn't include labor or transportation or equipment costs. They actually did it right. And out of this three-year study, they come to the conclusion they compared non-fed creep calves to creep-fed calves. Well, the feed cost the first year the net return to creep feed calves was -$102.10 the first year. Okay, that was when the calf value was up. The market value per pound was up on 489 pound calves. And this was done, they were worth $3.06 a pound. So the difference in that is the guy actually lost $100 per head by creep feeding. Well, the next year, the market value on the calves went down almost a dollar, not quite, about 90 cents. And he lost $97, or I'm sorry, he lost $15.21 because of the difference in cost of feed between the creep and non-creep feeders. Well, the next year, he actually, the value of the calf was even down $1.56 to $1.56 a pound when sold at 526 pounds. And $13, he actually made $13 that year. So you got to, basically what it's doing here is you got to put in your, he put in feed cost, he put in equipment cost, he put in labor cost, and he put in transportation cost on both the creep feed and the non-creep fed calves. So anyway, so that's something to think about, because with our feed cost up nowadays, is it worth creep feeding? You got to look at that, because according to this study, it wasn't too bueno on that deal. So anyway, we got I got all kinds of things going on. I'm trying to find this one. Oh, has anybody out there ever had hardware disease in their cows? I have. I've lost two, maybe three cows in the last 7 years due to hardware. Where hardware disease is a common term used for metal in them. Basically, that's what it is. It's usually caused by ingestion of metallic objects like nails, screws, or wire. The one that I lost, I actually cut her open to see what it was, and it was a sickle, a section off of a sickle off of a swather that was in the hay. So it said John Deere on it, so it had to be mine, because I do my own hay. Very rarely do I buy hay from anybody else to feed to my cattle, so it had to come off of my swather. So that was what it was on the last one we had. The piece of metal settles in the compartment of the stomach called the reticulum. The weight of the object in the that is a virtual guarantee the metal will remain in that part of the stomach. Contractions of that part of the stomach result in metal irritating or penetrating the lining of the stomach. If the stomach lining is penetrated, the object potentially gains access to the heart. This results in several possible scenarios, which include local infection, leakage of fluids from the stomach, and the most severe, a puncture in the sac around the heart. Accordingly, hardware disease can be mild, severe, or fatal. And on all three of mine, it was fatal. Hardware disease can be difficult to diagnose, and clinical signs will vary based on where the hardware has penetrated. Symptoms include the animal standing back with its head and neck extended, weight loss, pain, decreased appetite, arched back, reluctance to walk or eat, or just audible grunting when forced to move. Producers should consult with their veterinarian if hardware disease is suspected. I think they can be helped if it's diagnosed early enough, but man, it's hard to, you never know with cattle. It's not like they tell you, hey, I feel something bad going on in me. It just takes, by the time I discovered it on a couple of mine, it was too late. Successful treatment of the hardware disease can be achieved by the use of antibiotics and administering a magnet into the forestomach using a balling gun. The best prevention of hardware disease is good management, keeping pastures and feeding areas clean by picking up wire, metal objects, and debris is critical. So when you get out of your truck at your gate one day and you're closing the gate and laying over there on your side of the fence, there's a piece of baling wire, pick it up and throw it away. Placing magnets in feed mills and harvesting equipment is also beneficial, spending the extra time it takes to eliminate the potential of cattle ingesting sharp metallic objects greatly reduces the risk of cattle getting hardware disease. My first one that I ever had on my own, Bill Dance, you need to back off. Leave me alone. I'm trying to do my show. Anyway, Dr. McConnell, Joey down here at Circle M, He told me, he said, you know, the thing about cattle is cattle are very curious animals. They will eat, pick up anything with their mouth, swallow, just whatever, et cetera, on that deal. So that's why, if you can, get your cattle, get your pastures picked up, keep them cleaned up. There wasn't nothing I could do about that section in the bale of hay that I fed them. You know, usually 9 times out of 10, it's usually that spring off your header that gets in there, and that causes problems. But usually the section just fall down on the ground, and you find them in a tire, or you never find them again. It's just amazing. You know, there's all kinds of things breaking down on cattle equipment out there. Well, there's a couple things I need to go over with you guys on some stuff coming up in our local listening area. Where are we at? There we go. Leedy. Local show will be Wednesday, today, February 9th, 2022, at the Stairwalt Arena. The show starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Show order, cattle, sheep, goats, and swine. Meal available during the show. So if you guys ain't doing nothing up there in Dewey County or even Roger Mills County, go up there to the Leedy local show and support our FFA and 4-H kids with their show animals. It's that time of the year. It's going to be crazy in our whole listening area. There's stock shows going on over all the time. I've been trying to book all the FFA instructors to come on the show during FFA week, the week after next. Yeah, stock shows going on here. All the instructors wanted the same dates, and I just did my best. But anyway, we got some. And then up at Arnett, let me get to my pictures. Find my picture here. All right, next week, February 14th, the local livestock auction and dinner for the Arnett FFA and 4-H. It's February 14th, as I said. Dinner will be served at 6 o'clock at the Baptist Church Fellowship Hall. Treat your sweetheart to a dinner and support some awesome kids. That is, that's Valentine's Day. So be careful where you spend your money. Your cows might need some more hay. So don't buy roses, but take her out to eat and support your local FFA and 4-H there at Arnett. And that's sponsored by the Arnett Kiwanis Club and the Arnett Livestock Booster Club. And thank you, Mrs. Lori Campbell, for posting that on Facebook last night, and I caught it. If any of you guys got shows coming up, Texas side, Oklahoma side, Hobart, Altus, whatever you got, text it to me on the text line at 580-225-9697, and I will air it on my show. I'm all about it, but I got to know about it. I mean, I can't do enough research to catch. I can't keep up with all of you. That's the bottom line. We got a lot of great kids in Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle in our FFA and our 4-H. So anyway, we got it going on. What else do we got here? Let me see here. Check the text lines out. But anyway, I'm going to. There we go. Now, this will make you sad. Okay, 100% bonus depreciation is scheduled to drop to 80% bonus depreciation starting in 2023. Certain long-term assets, I can't even talk today. My allergies are kicking my butt. Have an extra year, such as orchard plantings. Bonus will drop by 20% each year after until there's no bonus depreciation in your farming starting in 2027. However, Section 179 is still scheduled to be fully available, and the current amount of Section 179 deduction allows $1 million. Well, that got me covered. But basically what it is what they're saying here is, it's remember, it all makes sense to take full Section 179 instead of bonus depreciation on your farm equipment. Section 179 can only take farm income down to zero on entity returns, and any excess to carry forward to following return on your personal form 1040. So to deduct from your Schedule F. So you guys need to check with your accountant. It sounds like those bonus depreciations are going to be bye-bye. So anyway, Well, I hope you guys enjoyed having Corbin, Mr. Corbin. I wanted to call him Corbin, his first name, but that's his last name. D-Max Corbin on there, and give him a shout if you guys need any meat to buy. And that's a pretty good deal on the Super Bowl deals because it's chicken's up 27%. Chicken wings are. So anyway, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KCO. God bless.
Plug in and stay connected.
Check us out.
Stay connected
on Facebook.
KECO, Elk City.